We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Bill, before you fly, you've talked in the past about how media is a conduit to the fans, between the team and the fans. Would you say anything to the fans right now as to where the team sits and what you're trying to put together? What would you say to them right now if they were listening to this?
Long way to go. It's March. We play in September. A long way to go. A lot of work to do.
And what would you say to them to give them a reason to be optimistic for what's ahead?
The last 25 years.
I heard that and I was like, okay, here we go. Many have pointed out the juxtaposition, or the inconsistency anyway, of saying we're focused on 2023, but also, hey, check out the last 25 years. I think they speak for themselves. And it's Jones and Mego with Arkan here on WEEI. We'll get to your phone call, 617-779-7937. Yes, Mego?
He can't help himself.
No. Well, there's nothing else to lean on.
Check what the else? Receipts.
What else do you lean on? I like what we did in free agency. I think we were picking up steam at the end of last year and really building momentum. Look at what we've done since Brady left.
Really drafted well lately.
Yeah. What's he supposed to say? There's nothing else to lean on except the last 25 years. So I don't blame him for flailing around, but my God, what a hypocrite. Let's focus on 2023, but what a hypocrite. I thought Fourier nailed it. I think Fourier came up with this example. Maybe it was Gresh. I'm pretty sure it was Christian when I was driving in. It's a lot like after they lost to the Bills in the playoffs a few years ago, when Bill was asked about fans sticking through in thick and thin. And he's like, well, there hasn't been a lot of thin around here. No, I guess there hadn't been at that point in time.
Are you sure he wasn't just like looking at the reporters and saying that?
I don't quite know. I don't remember who asked the question.
Talking to you, Fetzo.
I'm talking to you, Tubby. But when it comes
Hey, that's not funny, you guys.
When it comes to Bill Belichick and, you know, defending what's been accomplished, he definitely will do that. He definitely will. What'd you make of that comment, Mego? Oh, I mean, why should they trust us the last 25 years? What'd you make of that?
Just what I said, that at some point, it's like, okay, you know, it's not like there's these hard and fast rules of we can't reference the past when it comes to my authority mm-hmm. and what I've accomplished in my judgment. You know, look what I've given you. But don't look at last year. You know, the 25 years, maybe 24 years. Don't look at last year. Last year, we've moved on from that. But if you want to talk about my judgment,
but let's talk about 2001.
Overall.
Yeah. Let's talk about my game plan against Kurt Warner. Let's not talk about last year. I mean, that's in the past. But can we please talk about how I had Willie McGinnis beat up Marshall Faulk in 2001? Can we talk about that, please?
Everybody behaves that way, right? I mean, we're all hypocrites at one time or another.
Yeah, I'm a pretty giant hypocrite. Yeah.
It's tough when it's within like 6 minutes of another statement. That's tough.
That's true. Day to day, week to week, hypocrisy bound to happen. Sentence to sentence,
look,
answer to answer.
It's quite Arkan-like, to be honest.
That's a good point. You say one thing, you do another, you do one thing,
wait
you say another.
It led to like until we reset the topic.
Right, we reset the topic, and it's like, you feel this way now.
You know, now I feel differently. That is true, Arkan. What'd you make of the message to the fans there from Bill?
I thought he sounded like the fans. I thought he sounded like Patriots fans lately. Yeah. You know, that's really the one thing that they sort of lean back on when they're – usually when they're talking to, like, other fan bases. Oh, yeah, Buffalo, well, look at the last 25 years.
Count the rings.
Yeah, count the banners, guys.
And I think lately, you know, you sort of hear that from, like, the Patriots diehards and the skeptics who are sort of wondering if it was really all just Tom Brady or what. And you're hearing that same sort of answer, which doesn't answer the question in a real way. You know, what should we feel about this? You should feel good about the last 25 years. Okay, what should we feel about this season, Bill? Like, how should we feel about this upcoming season? Why is it going to be better than the last season? The 25 years prior doesn't have anything to do with that.
So I have a take on Bill just doing this whole thing in general. Ryan, what did you just tell us in our ear? What is Bill front and center for?
Some breaking news, and this almost never happens. I am not hitting the sounders, but I will say this is bigger news than what's-his-face getting a suspension for a high-staking. Bill Belichick,
AJ
front
Greer, yeah.
and center for the coaches meeting picture.
Interesting.
Which never happened.
Bill has blown
Didn't happen last year. It hasn't happened for the last couple of years, I believe. But front and center set in between is that Andy Reid and John Harbaugh.
Got it. His buddies. So Bill Belichick, maybe he's making a deal for Lamar. Oh, yeah. He's sitting next. Look at him. He's sitting next to Harbaugh. He's going to make a deal for Lamar. He's
that, it's the football hierarchy right here. Like
yeah,
Dan Campbell, you stand up. Robert Saleh, you stand up. But Pete Carroll, Ron Rivera, you guys get to sit down. Yeah, but Bill gets to go center.
He's going
to
get Lamar for a fourth round pick. Look, he's sidling right up to him. Yeah.
Wasn't it last year at this meeting when Bill and Matt Patricia were like hauling ass out to the
probably.
Coach's picture because they were running late?
So look,
excuse me.
So I don't know the exact
move.
We got to take out the pickup. Come on, move.
Coach is coming,
bathroom
bro.
Emergency.
I lost one of my flip flops.
So real quick. I don't know how often Bill has taken part in the picture. I know sometimes he's done it, sometimes he hasn't.
He
but
wasn't in it last year.
It's very infrequent. I don't know how many times he's participated in the breakfast. I don't think he did it last year, but sometimes he does, sometimes he doesn't. Most of the time he doesn't, okay? Why is he doing it this year? That's what I want to know. I bet Kraft made him. You're laughing.
I'm picturing the conversation. I bet Kraft
made him.
I don't want to. You're going to do it.
I bet Robert said, hey, Bill. You made our whole organization look like a-holes last year. We look like we don't know what we're doing. So, you know what? You have to stand up there and you have to answer questions for a half an hour. You don't get to skip this thing this year, and I'm the only one who answers questions. You don't get to do that. I write your checks. You listen to me. You work for me. So you're doing the breakfast this year. And you know what? Take the picture while you're at it. I don't rule that out. Why else would Bill do it? This is a year to duck this thing if you're Bill Belichick. Unless your boss makes you. And, yep, as much as Bill acts like he doesn't have a boss, Bill has a boss. I bet Kraft made him. I bet Kraft said, you're doing the interview. I'm not the only one doing it. F you. Answer questions. You were a disaster last year. You have to face the music. And take the picture while you're at it. And what does it say that Bill did it? What does it say, if I'm right, that Bill went along with it? Maybe Bill isn't around for as long as we think, or at least Bill's seat is getting a little warmer is what I'm trying to say.
I'm so mad.
Why?
Because Ron Rivera is the only coach in this photo wearing dorky-ass team gear.
He looks so cool.
Do it again.
He's wearing his
Zeke.
Dorky-ass
Zeke.
Polo
Put
with
that
the
picture back
awful
up there.
Washington Commanders.
Hey, there it is.
First of all, that is a lot of thigh on Bill Belichick. That's more thigh than I want to see.
Well, okay. Andy Reid is flashing a lot of calf.
Andy Reid's got a lot of leg going on there, too. Yeah, maybe pants next time, Bill. But there you go. Bill front and center at that thing. Why? Does it tell you anything that Bill even participated in this? It does to me. 617-779-7937. Let's get to your phone calls here on Bill not committing to Mac Jones, which I find interesting. Bill pretending he doesn't care about the Shula record when he's literally the only one who cares about it. Again, all your phone calls here. Let's start it off with Jonathan and Randolph. Go ahead, Jonathan.
Hey, guys. This press conference today has really proven beyond a shadow of a doubt that this man should have been freaking fired after last season. It is clear he has not changed one iota in terms of introspection, in terms of evaluating his own faults from the last 3 years of his career. And I completely agree that Kraft made him do this. And you can see his passive-aggressive resentment against Kraft probably in the way he was so dismissive about Robert Kraft's initiative to combat anti-Semitism and just, like, with a pin and whatever, and on its own, I don't accuse Bill of saying the cause is worse. I'm not saying that. I'm saying
so interesting.
He's willing to use it as a pawn in this whizzing match.
So
he wore the pin ironically?
No, like, so I didn't take his answers dismissively either. I mean, no. Maybe I got to go back and re-listen. And honestly, there were some answers where I said, you know, all due respect, it's an important topic and an important initiative. And, you know, it's great that Robert Kraft is doing this. But there were some questions where I'm like, okay, can we get back to Mac Jones? Can we get back to Bill's future? Can we get back to this and that, right?
So does Jonnu Smith bring to the Atlanta
Falcons? Right. So
hey, that was a man from another market trying to do his job.
I'm like, how did you get over here?
So there were some questions where I just said, okay, maybe not as relevant to our show today. I didn't pay as close of attention. Maybe I'll go back and listen if Bill was dismissive. But I didn't take it that way.
I didn't think he sounded dismissive at all.
I bet Robert Kraft.
Weird road to go down, to be honest.
I bet Robert Kraft forced him to do it. Now, he brought up firing Bill. This reminds me of something that Keith was talking about the other night when I was driving home. And Keith put up a poll on this. At Keith21. Good poll game there, our kid.
Mm.
He says, if it was up to you, how long is Bill Belichick the head coach of the Patriots? 17% said already gone. 41% said see how this year goes. Another 41% said as long as he wants. So to me, the way to read that poll is 59% of Patriots fans are like, let's wait and see and proceed forward with Bill Belichick. I want to see how this year goes before committing to him. There's still the In Bill We Trust sheep out there, 41% of them. As long as he wants, he gets to keep the job. He can keep running this thing into the ground. 59%, though, look at those sheep and go, what the hell are you talking about? It's year to year at best, and almost one out of five say he should already be gone. That's where I'm at. I told that to Tom Curran last week. I agree with Jonathan Randolph on this. I would have tried to trade Bill last offseason. I would have tried to trade him this offseason. I'm in that camp. Because why is he still here? To set the wins record? I don't care about that. So I would have moved on. But if you're in wait-and-see mode, that's fair. Almost 60% of the fan base is in wait-and-see mode. That's significant on Bill.
Yes. They're at least waffling. And that's not, I mean, it only took a couple years to get here, right?
Mm-hmm.
And obviously Brady's departure and the way that happened, I think, has a heavy hand in that. But I agree. It's significant.
By the way, good text here, mostly because it agrees with me, at 37937. Jones, you're right. Same reason Bill doesn't want to commit to Mac. Kraft is making him do it. I don't rule that out either. Like, I don't rule out that Kraft is the one who wants to stick with Mac and Bill would move on if he could. And I don't rule out that Bill didn't really want to speak at this breakfast. He never wants to speak at the breakfast. And Kraft said, you're doing it. So if Bill's seat is warm, he has to listen. If Bill has leverage, Bill can do what he wants and screw around and he doesn't have to listen. When he doesn't have leverage and the seat's getting hot, he has to listen to his boss. I think that's what's going on. I think that tells you a lot about his job security. Which, by the way, can I hear that, Ryan? Let's jump this answer. We had it planned a little bit later on this segment. But Bill and his longevity, how much longer, in Bill's words, is he going to do it? How much longer does he want to do it?
Bill, has there been any discussions with, say, Gerard Mayo or Bill O'Brien about possible succession plans to you? Anything about the future and planning for the future of the Patriots when you're not coach?
Yeah, I'm planning on coaching this year. I'm trying to do a good job this year. That's my plans.
Huh. Now, look, that's a Belichickian answer where he doesn't say, I'm going to coach for 5 years, 10 years, although in 2009, he was saying he wasn't going to be Marv Levy hanging around. So in his 70s, and now he's doing it. That is Belichickian to go year to year and say, oh, yeah, I'm not going to answer beyond this year. That reminds me of Troy Tulowitzki when he first got here. He's like, yeah, I'll play second base this year.
Trevor Story.
What did I say? Yeah, I'm
Troy
sorry.
Tulowitzki.
Jesus. Trevor Story, not Troy Tulowitzki. My bad. Said, I'll play second base this year. And then his plan was to move to shortstop. If he could have stayed healthy through the year, that's what the Red Sox were going to do. It was a tell. Do you think this is a tell, or is this just a Belichickian answer?
This is just Belichick language. This is a, we're only here to talk about this year. And that's probably because he had already gotten peppered a little bit, and he knows that this is a storyline of, what's Gerard Mayo's role here? Are you ushering your successor into you know, the next chapter of the Patriots? Blah, blah, blah. So it's, you know what? I'm only talking about this year. Unless you want to question my judgment, and then we'll bring up the banners.
Right, then we'll go back 25 years. Adam is in Philadelphia. Go ahead, Adam.
Hey, guys. It sounded like the first caller was actually from Philadelphia with that negativity. Ooh. But anyway, here's what I'm thinking. So the whole Belichick thing is this. We have heard Belichick through interviews. He's a horrible interview. He's never been good. The best interview I heard was with Tom Brady. And that show, and Brady retired, and they were kind of,
yeah, with Jim Gray,
giving each other compliments. Yeah, so I think Belichick, with the whole Mac thing, he's doing it on purpose. It's a nothing burger. Here's why. Remember Mac rookie year? He didn't have the job. He had to go out there and beat Cam Newton. Not easy.
Yeah, but Adam, Cam take but Adam, what did he say about Cam the whole year prior to that?
He loved Cam, didn't he?
Yep. What did he say about Cam?
Great teammate.
Was
good
Cam,
leader.
Was Cam's job.
Yep.
That's
our
what
quarterback
said.
Is Cam Newton. That's he said what he very clearly.
He committed to Cam Newton 100 times that season in 2000. So Bill will say it. When I don't know. I don't know why he did it with Cam. I don't know why he's not doing it with Mac. But don't tell me Bill always does this. Bill does not always do this. Bill committed to Cam in 2000 over and over and over and over and over again. So, look, maybe Bill's trying to keep Mac on his toes. That's very possible. But let's say that's true. Why does he need to keep Mac on his toes?
Because he doesn't believe in him?
I don't think he does. I mean, and remember the reporting from Henry McKenna really quick from Fox Sports saying, hey, essentially, and Jeff Howe, I believe, of The Athletic confirmed it with another source, basically saying that Bill told his assistants, hey, go a little easy on Mac. There was a point
yep.
in 2021 where the coaching it was a little too rough on him,
mm-hmm.
and he's already tough on himself. And then you remember how Bill started last season, just praising Mac. Oh, he's come such a long way. It might have been in training camp, but, you know, so impressed by him. And then it turns like this. So I feel like I've given Bill a lot of credit in the past for understanding when to keep chipping away at Brady's chip on his shoulder and make sure that he's still motivated in a psychotic way and being kid gloves with Cam Newton because trying to build his confidence back up. But with Mac, like, I just feel so much like this is so much more of a reaction to the dysfunction of last year
yeah.
and him thinking that Mac played a part in it.
Here's why he needs to keep Mac on his toes if that's what he's doing. That's not a good thing either, by the way. Like, the text line keeps sending this in. At 37937, just like that last caller, Adam in Philadelphia. Oh, well, you know, this is what he does. He keeps players motivated. He's got to keep them hungry. Why? Why do you have to do that with Mac? Maybe because Mac's head got a little bit big after his rookie year.
Oh, I don't think that's
it. I definitely think that's it.
I totally don't think
that's
it.
Mac thinks he's got it all figured out, and Bill says, you know what? We got to knock the kid down a couple of pegs.
See, I don't buy that.
Run an offense with two defensive coaches. Let's see how you do
that. Arkan.
It's really much more about,
in all honesty, that was
you don't respect the coaches.
That was a sign. So that, too. That is part of getting a big head and not being respectful. I think all of that it overflows. I think there's some crossover there. But when it comes to Mac, I think Bill said, look, Mac can play a little bit. Mac's got all these intangibles. Mac's a leader. Mac's accurate. Mac's smart. So you know what? He can have Patricia and Judge on that side of the football. Like, in some ways, that was a vote of confidence for Mac Jones. And Mac couldn't handle it. Mac couldn't handle what Bill put on his plate. Like, some of that is about Mac. 617-779-7937. I think a lot of it is about Mac. Bill Belichick would not commit to his quarterback. Why is that? Bill Belichick discussing the Shula record, his future in New England. He had a message to the fans, by the way. You should be thankful for the last 25 years. Don't worry that they've sucked without Tom Brady. The whole time Bill's been here, before Bill got here, early on in his tenure, lately, don't worry that they've sucked without Tom Brady. Just look at the last 25 years and be happy. Thank you very much.
The last 25 years.
Clearly it was all about Bill. Clearly. So you can weigh in on all of it at 617-779-7937. I do want to get into, Bill Belichick, getting into the pressure that's on this team, the pressure on Bill Belichick, and more of your phone calls next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball.
Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.